attending for the reading of the Scripture.
Hear these words from John chapter 6, verse 16. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake. When they got there, when they got into a boat and set across the lake for Capernaum, by now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. And they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat reached the shore where they were headed. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the word from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So I want to give you just a little bit of background on what's going on here in this text, because it kind of jumps in at the end. This is immediately following where Jesus fed the multitude with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And so the disciples had experienced this miraculous thing that Jesus had done. They had experienced fellowship. They even heard Jesus pray to God to where there was so much food left over that they were taking up basketfuls. So in other words, the way I like to put it is the disciples had been to church. Kind of like us. You know, they went to church, they experienced God, and now they were setting off on a new adventure, a new journey, whatever happened to come along now. So that's a little bit of the background. Well, that's all the background you're going to get from me. You can laugh, it's okay. Okay, y'all going to have to wake up, and we'll be here till 2 o'clock. I can do Baptist. So, I wanted to ask you this. Have you ever been on a boat, on the water, when a storm came up? Okay, so when I was a teenager, about 17, a buddy of mine had a boat. And the first mistake I ever made in my life was I got in that boat. You see, the girls from our church were over at a camp, and they were getting ready to do one of those GA week-long church summer camps. So we thought it'd be pretty cool to truck across Lake Levan and go see them. We jumped in that boat and off we went. Beautiful Sunday. Sunshine. Believe it or not, the water was not rough, which if you've ever been on Lake Levan, that don't happen. Huh? That water was calm. I should have known. We get over there, and we think we're big shots because we're in a boat. And we start talking and carrying on and everything. It's time to go back because we got church that night that we were going to skip. But we started back across the lake, and all of a sudden, this storm came up from nowhere. I mean, the waves started rocking the boat. It was so bad that he had the motor going full blast, and we were just barely getting across that lake. And we were rocking back and forth, and up and down. And I kept looking at him thinking, "You're an idiot, dude. You don't know how to sail." And then I got the, you know how when you get nervous, you grab hold of and you hold on for dear life? I wore cuts in my fingers because I was holding on to the edge of that boat so tight. And I was promising God anything he wanted to hear. And anything that I knew was not going to get me in trouble. And we finally, after 2.5 hours, made it back to the dock. And when we got out, I looked at Jimmy, who owned the boat, and told him, "You need to sell that thing because you can't run it. Don't you ever ask me to get on a boat again." And from that point on, I have very rarely gotten on a boat. Not because I don't trust people. It's just, I ain't getting on a boat on a lake that I have no control over. So our story or our scripture text talks about how the disciples got in their boat and they took out across the lake, and I'm sure it was just wonderful. Life was good. They were talking about all the great things that had happened that day and how blessed they were and how excited they were. And excuse me, all of a sudden, the wind started picking up. All of a sudden, the waves started to get higher. It got dark. And now they're out in the middle of the lake. And they didn't have an Evan Rude back in those days. And they were fighting to get across that lake. You ever left church on Sunday morning thinking, "Oh, how great a day we've had. We had awesome music. We got the kids that were singing. A lot of kids. The preacher was preaching like Billy Graham." You ever had one of those Sundays? I used to, too, back when I was going to church as a kid. Everything is great. I mean, and you leave and you get in your car and you're talking with your family about it, or you're Facebooking and all that other stuff, and life is just good, and now you're ready for this coming week. And Monday hits and it's okay. I mean, the sun's shining, life is good, the birds are singing. But you just woke up and you got to go to work. And as the week goes on, it seems like things get a little tougher and a little rougher. And for some of us, life becomes a turbulent storm. Life is so rough. And we find ourselves being spun around, and we go up and we go down and we go left and we go right and we go all different directions, and we don't know what to do. And just like the disciples, we try to straighten it out. Don't we always try to straighten our life out? We're always trying to fix it. The disciples saw Jesus walking on the water. But I'm pretty sure they said, "Don't worry about it. We got this." All you got to do is ride out the storm. Sooner or later, that wind has got to die down. Sooner or later, those waves have got to stop rocking the boat. Sooner or later, the sun's going to come out and we're going to be able to see whether we're headed in the right direction or if we have been turned around going backwards. Sooner or later, we'll be able to pull this off. The disciples realized 3 or 4 miles in, they weren't going to pull it off. They couldn't fix the problem. At what point in our journey across that lake, on that particular journey, do we realize we can't fix it? Most of the time, those turbulent storms are bigger than we can handle. Now, I don't know how you heard this text, but there's one small part of one verse that caught my attention. And it's this. It's in verse 21. Then they were willing to take him into the boat. Then they were willing to take him into the boat. Here's the thing. You got Jesus standing there with his hand reached out to you saying, I'm here, just take my hand, I've got this. But he's not going to force himself into the boat. We have to invite him in to take that storm away. You know why he's not going to force himself in? It's because he wants us to have that option, that want to invite him into our lives to help us. He wants us to recognize that we can't do it on our own. He wants us to know that if we will invite him in, if we'll reach out and take his hand, the next thing in 21 will happen. Immediately, the waters calmed down. Immediately, the clouds rolled away. Immediately, the winds went away. Immediately, they made it to their destination. No matter what you're going through in your life, whether it's small or whether it's big, whether it's a setback or whether it is life-changing, we can't do it alone. Jesus is standing there with his hand outstretched, saying, don't be afraid. I'm here now. All you got to do is take my hand, and I'll take care of the storms. All we have to do is let him into the boat. It's kind of like, I heard this deal once before. Dear child of mine, this is God. I'm going to be in control of your life today. I don't need your help. Too many times we try to right the boat, thinking that we've got this, or God's got so much other he has to deal with. He doesn't need my small problem. There's where we're wrong. God wants to be a part of our lives. God not only wants to be there in our joyous times, and he wants to be there in our stormy times. So this coming week, as you leave here today, after hearing this great worship service, after fellowshipping with each other, after hearing this great sermon, y'all gonna have to loosen up a little bit. After talking to God, and you leave here and you walk down to the shore and you get in the boat that's going to take you through this coming week, know that at some point, a storm could arise. And when it does, and you see Jesus standing there on top of that storm, reaching his hand out, saying, "Here I am." Invite him into your boat and let him take care of all those things that have got your life rocking. And I assure you that the great life preserver of all will see us to the other side. Let's bow in prayer. Holy Father, we know that sometimes we try to handle things on our own. And Father, we know that sometimes we can pull it off. But Father, we need to remember and realize that you're there to help us deal with all things, great and bad. And that if we will invite you into our vessel, whatever it might be, that's causing the storms of life, that you can calm those and help us reach our destination. Father, as we leave here today and we go out into the big lake called the world this next week, help us to remember that you're there with us. That all we have to do is reach out and bring you into us. And Father, as we experience others rocking in boats next to us, we're able to share your Son, the life preserver, to help them make it through their storms. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. So our closing hymn today is
hymn number 301, Jesus.